with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Don't put those snow shovels and gloves away just yet. Another storm may be coming your way.
Forecasters are fairly confident that a storm will develop. It's too early to know the strength, where the storm will go, and how much snow and ice you'll get. This storm is expected to form on Saturday off the Carolina coast and then move into the Mid-Atlantic and New England on Sunday. One thing is certain. Cold air will continue across much of the eastern half of the United States through next week.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting, conditions were growing more dire in parts of the South, still reeling from sub-freezing temperatures and widespread power outages as vehicles got stranded for hours on major highways. Officials warned Wednesday that people stuck at home were running out of food, medicine, and other essentials. President Trump is touting the creation of a new savings tool for America's children, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Trump accounts will be established for babies born during the years of the Trump administration, and money will be invested in the stock market.
We'll fund those personal accounts with a seed contribution of $1,000, which will compound and grow over the course of their lives and could grow into very, very substantial numbers.
The child can't access the money until they turn 18 and can only use it for specific purposes, such as paying tuition, starting a business, or making a down payment on a home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Federal Reserve pushed the pause button on its interest rate cuts Wednesday, leaving its key rate unchanged at about 3.6% after lowering it three times last year. With the economy growing at a healthy pace and no signs of deterioration in hiring, Fed officials likely see little reason to rush any further rate cuts. This is SRN News. New York City will get two new abortion clinics.
Democratic Mayor Zoran Mamdani says he's partnering with NYC Health and Metro Plus Health to open a pair of new facilities that will cater to the, quote, reproductive health needs of teens and young adults. In New York, reproductive health generally encompasses abortion, be it surgical or via drugs, and in some cases, transgender procedures as well. Mamdani casts himself as a vigorous supporter of abortion and has vowed to expand it in the city. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new report from the Pew Research Center, about 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. Another 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tells Pew that they are raising their youngsters in a very religious household, and another 34% say their home is somewhat religious. SRN News. Starbucks reports stronger than expected sales in its fiscal first quarter as holiday drinks and a viral bear cup helped drive sales.
The Seattle-based coffee giant says global same-store sales rose 4% October through December, higher than the 2.3% Wall Street had been expecting. The U.S. enjoyed its best performance in 2 years. Starbucks chairman and CEO says the results show that Starbucks' turnaround strategy is working. The company has been adding labor and equipment to stores to help speed service and has been revamping stores, making them cozier and more welcoming. Rich Thomason reporting.
UPS is planning to cut up to 30,000 operational jobs this year as the package delivery company continues with its turnaround efforts and reducing the number of Amazon shipments that it handles. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.